Chapter 3. Halls of Boring Wonder. Poor Dak, Sarah thought, as she and her classmates filed through the entrance to the Smithsonian. Her best friend was always annoying people with his ill-timed speeches on useless historical facts, and his obsession with cheese was just, well, weird. Last year, in fourth grade, he'd written an entire poem about types of cheeses and how each one of them was like a family member to him. Mrs. E. Bryan had finally relented and let him recite it to the class in exchange for his promise to spare them any spontaneous sermons about people who were dead. He'd proudly done his performance, but then only made it a day and a half before he suddenly blurted out a 5-minute information dump about the guy who invented the stepladder. So yeah, Dak was quaint and unique and a little bit annoying in his own quaint, unique way, but none of these qualities were what made Sarah think poor Dak that morning. What worried her was how clueless he seemed to be about the true state of the world. The SQ, the natural disasters, the ever-increasing crime rates, the remnants. That last thought made her pause, a deep ache pressing against her heart. And then the stinky kid named Robert bumped into her from behind. She knew it was him because an untimely draft pushed the boy's patented smell across her body like rotten air escaping from a newly unsealed tomb. The odor itself was a one-of-a-kind mixture of fried liver and boiled cabbage. It definitely put her in mind of hydrogen sulfide.
"Gee, Sarah," he said. "If you want a hug, just ask for it."
Sarah wanted to tell him all about hydrogen sulfide, about how it was usually produced by swamps and sewage, which basically made Robert a walking sewer. But it was hard to say anything while holding her breath. So she just gave him the biggest eye roll she could muster, then continued walking. She caught up to Dak in the atrium of the building, where the exhibits began on the other side of a huge open archway. Dak was craning his neck so much, she thought he might strain a muscle. He was obviously dying to see what awaited them in the museum. "Don't hurt yourself there," she leaned over and said to him, determined to slam a door on the sour mood that had crept up on her when she thought of the remnants. "You'll miss the whole tour if they have to take you away for emergency neck replacement."
"Whoa," he whispered back, fiercely. "I think that's a Viking longship in the next room. Must be a new..."